PJ is one of the original founders of Extreme Zero Waste, and you obviously your concern for those issues haven't left you because you're now working for something called the Waste Project, and there's an event happening tomorrow. But first of all, just tell us what the Waste Project is.
Okay, so I'm employed by a building company, Sentinel Homes, and I'm their waste manager. So my job is to go around the new build sites and take away any sort of over-order materials that, you know, that can't go back for supply, and bring them all back to a shed in Te Kōwhai. And we're just about most of the way through our first tiny cabin. And any other sort of materials that we can't use for repurposing ourselves, we're going to move on to the public for 50% of the retail.
So when you say you're on the way through the first tiny cabin, you're building a home, small home, a tiny home, out of recycled materials or reused or waste materials from building sites?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting term, especially with the building sector, because they are actually new materials, just unused. So they're just being repurposed and pulled off the yard. So generally it's gone into a skip bin and goes out into this massive thing called building waste.
Which is a vague term for stuff that just disappears, basically.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing. As I've been going through this process, I just think about, you know, the homes around the world that last kind of hundreds of years, and we're building homes that last kind of 50-odd years, and we're building them out of materials that have no-end life use, and we're filling our landfills up rather quickly with materials we probably don't need to be doing that with.
Mm. Now, the other thing I want to point out, because I've seen the pictures, when you talk about you're putting these materials in a shed, I mean, this is not a garden shed or even a home-sized garage. This is like quite a big building full of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 200 square metres. We've got the tiny cabin set up on caster wheels so that we can just roll it around the building and spin it around if we want to, and, you know, make sort of be able to access all the other materials that are in here. So it's always a bit of a mish just to make sure that's all happening.
So is it a combination of excess materials from building projects like offcuts, and also when you're demolishing an old home or refurbishing an old place, something? Is that where the stuff comes from?
We have had, through some of the Housing New Zealand work, we have had access to a couple of demolitions, but it's not, you know, we've pretty much targeted things like the brass window catches and things like that, and maybe some taps, and that's if they haven't already been gone before you get there. But, yeah, so not so much on the demolition end. Like I said, this, and when we say offcuts, I mean, I've got a rack here full of 6 metre lengths of timber, 6 metre lengths of skirting board.
Right.
We've got skylights still in their boxes, laminated beams, you know, that are probably about $700 a stick to buy.
So, PJ, can I ask how big Sentinel Homes is? Because I imagine to fill up a building that size with excess stuff, you've probably got quite a few jobs on the go.
Yeah, well, we're the Waikato franchise, so it does reach out through the country. I think the CEO is in the South Island.
Right.
I don't know that it's a massive company, but I think they did about 40 homes last year, if that's anything to gauge by. Mm. Obviously, that's decreased a little this year, but things are picking up a little in the new year, which is kind of nice, and we've got some of that Housing New Zealand work to carry on with too, which is a bit of bread and butter.
Right, and your job is to go around the sites and collect up the excess, get it all sorted, ready to do what with?
Yeah, well, actually, I've got to format the whole thing. So we've developed a system where I think where waste's been more affordable in the past, to very convenient just to throw everything into one bin.
Yeah, yes, for the guys on site, yeah.
Yeah. So primarily that's about a 9 cubic metre bin. A lot of the residential housing now are going through 3 to 4 bins per house. The idea is, and of course it's now in excess of $200 a tonne, so it's no longer the cheapy thing to do. And I think habits have developed along the way too. We've got subcontractors that come in and they just get to put their waste from their job into the same skip bin. So sometimes that's contractually agreeable. Other times it's just a convenience for them. But the fact is, the building companies subsidise all the other contractors in terms of the waste. So the waste bill at the end of the year becomes actually really large, like tens and tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And, of course, that's going to get even more so this year. So the idea is to target some of the weights, you know, the heavier product that's going into the bin for a start. It's kind of a sensible way to go about it. But, of course, as we're doing that, we're extrapolating so much other stuff that it's starting to look like, you know, a little bit like the extreme waste recycle yard as well.
You're doing the same. You're doing the same thing, but just with it like a company sorting itself out. So can people buy this? What's the story?
Yes, people can buy this. This is why we're having the yard sale. We're also available on the site, and I think one of the attractions, I suppose, for me is the fact that I live in Raglan, so there's an ability there for even people that don't have trailers or stuff, you know, if they just contact us through Messenger or maybe they might come shopping tomorrow. We can actually do deliveries back that way.
Okay, right, you can bring it home at the end of the day.
Yeah, because it's, you know, it's on the right track, so it makes it all more economic and good for all of us.
Okay, so let's just mention, we'll reiterate again what's happening tomorrow, the yard sale. Like, that's a kind of a big event for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So the yard sale starts at 10 o'clock in the morning and finishes at 3 o'clock, so it's a 10 to 3 mush. Basically, it's just an open day. I'll be here on site. We're hoping that people will just come out of interest, even. But we do have product here for sale, obviously, so if I walked around the site, you would find that we have pallets of bricks. I've got a whole pile of timber that I've just put aside that's for free. I've got a free pile here just to keep people interested as well. You can see the sort of stuff we're pulling out of skips and stuff like that while you're here. I've just pulled 60 sheets of jib board out of a site, so I will be selling some jib board. Stacks of offcuts of, like, you know, if you're doing home renos and you don't want to cut up a length for nogging and stuff, we've got like pallets full of 4x2 and stuff that we've put aside that's just great for nogging. It's new timber, nothing wrong with it.
Right.
We've got, oh goodness me, it just keeps coming. We've got some insulation, we've got some pink bat offcuts, so we keep the offcuts from occasionally when the guy that's a subby will save them for us so that we've got enough to do a tiny cabin with. We have a little bit in excess at the moment, so we can flick some of that. Bags of cement.
It does seem amazing to me that there's such substantial amount of stuff that you're collecting from jobs. So is this quite typical of building firms? What we're going to say now is the way things used to be, that it was cheaper to throw something out than to find a new use for it, or it was easier.
Yeah, I think that's how it's been in the past, and like I said, what's happening is this increase in costs and the government levies going on it each year, which has really brought it up quite substantially. What was the question again?
I'm just surprised at the amount of stuff coming from building projects. I mean, I do know, like, I've been on building sites and I know time is money. So yeah. any time you spend, you know, if you've nailed up a piece of wood and you did it wrong somehow, it's cheaper to throw it out and get a new piece of wood than it is to pull the nails out.
I think that's where we've been, and now we're realizing it's getting expensive. But on top of that, there's another stick coming, and that's the legislation later in the year, which is I believe builders will have to comply to a 60% reduction in waste.
Sounds like that'll be easy to do in actual fact.
It possibly. I mean, it depends a lot. You know, we're saving up stuff now that we're having to contact the manufacturers for, and say, hey, what's happening with this product? Has it got an end life use? You know, do you have any local depots that we can drop this stuff off and get it reconstituted? We're saving it for you, we're keeping it in good nick, you know, because when you put out stuff in the shop, it's all got a 5 or a 1 or a 2. You know, you just don't get that on building materials.
So you're talking about the plastics?
The PVCs, piping, you know, the cable reels, which are actually, some of them are labelled 5s. We've got all the plastic formation stuff they use for the flooring now, you know.
So, is, PJ, can I check, is that some end-of-life legislation that's coming through?
I'm not sure. I honestly have not read the legislation. All I know is that there is a compulsion for the building industry to reduce by 60%. So it's interesting that that's a kind of an easy thing to say, and I haven't heard what that plan is.
Yeah.
And where builders are expected to put some of this stuff, you know. This is what I'm saying. We're kind of looking at these markets ourselves and taking the initiative now.
Yep.
We've got councils interested, obviously, because councils, I don't think, are probably really aware of where to put some of this stuff themselves either. And it's a matter of, to me, it's a matter of local solutions.
Yeah, right.
At the moment, primarily, we can save ourselves something ridiculous like $20 a ton by sorting out wood or sorting out jib, send it on a truck up to Auckland to be reconstituted up there, and that whole process to me just seems kind of uneconomic, especially in light of that recent fire with you know, the guerrilla group and all that timber that went up there and just burned.
Mm. So when you're talking about the tonnage rate, like, that's the government levy, isn't it? Like, everywhere you go to dump, you're still going to have all the other fees, the costs that you have to account for, which, you know, to pay for the staff at the site and the transport and the dumping cost as well, on top of that just government fee. I'm sure everyone who's taken stuff up to any recycle centre or dump like in the last year or so has noticed the cost going up.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the I was actually, funny enough, I was talking to some ladies from council recently in Hamilton here, and you know, saying it's all very well for you guys to put these levies on and pump the price up, I said, but the offset effect is that people are now dumping into commercial skip bins. We're finding residential waste in our skip bins on a regular basis.
That's a side effect, isn't it?
It's a side effect.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, the only option for that really is you don't put levies on, but then we don't get anywhere with the problem either. I think it's there's no perfect solution, is there?
No, there's no perfect solution. But we can certainly work towards some reasonable solutions, and I think that end of life use is a major one. You know, we've got, we've sort of, when we're contacting people, and I won't mention any names yet, but we're just saying if there is no end of life use, we may well put that information on the Waste Project page so that people can determine for themselves when they're doing a build, what are more environmental products to use.
So, How did this all come about for you, PJ? Like, we know your background, like recycling or resource recovery is a better term, is something you've done before and you've been into. How did this one come about for you?
Yeah, well, it was a timing thing, really. I was working in the bee industry. My son and I were both beekeeping for about 2 years for a company here in Te Kōwhai, who we're now leasing their shed. So, it's an interesting turn of events. We were made redundant. The big boys in the honey industry kind of did a bit of manipulation there, and a lot of people folded. And this company was one of them. And they're still operating, which is really nice, but just and without the staff. But then that opportunity came up. Of course, I was unemployed. I thought, oh my gosh, I kind of thought that was going to see me out to retirement. I'm 60 now.
Right.
Yeah, and then my son-in-law he's the project manager of Central Homes, and it's been his passion because he's seen how much waste is going out through the skips for a number of years as a builder. And it was just, like I said, timing thing. They said I was available, had a history in this. The company said, yep, we're restructuring, that sounds like a great thing to do. And so they've been really supportive. I'm kind of a separate entity. I'm known as DNA Properties, which allows, you know, the ability to function and get funding and sponsorship and things like that. So our job here is not to make a profit. Our job here is to negate the waste bill.
Yeah, it's not strictly profitable, but it's stopping some losses from happening, basically.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a little bit like extreme waste in a way, in that, you know, it provides employment for me.
Yep.
And B, it reduces their waste, and also there is that opposite deficit, which people don't often realise, is that when you take something out of a skip bin and then it has some sort of value, you know, there's a difference in the money there. Is what I'm saying, that you've made quite a saving plus a little bit. it's actually not as bad as you think it is. It's worth putting the time in. I mean, electrical cabling, you know, it's $350 a kilo or something, and we just get heaps out of bins, you know, encouraging the electricians to separate it off.
PJ, is this like when Extreme started? Is there a bit of an education program going on here as well for the staff at Sentinel?
Absolutely, yeah. We have subcontractor meetings, and we try to get buy-in with that. You know, you get a few people to rock the boat and say, hey, we haven't got time to do that, you know, it's a waste of our time. But then those same people now are considering sponsorship because we've just landed a truck. So I'll be driving around shortly with a truck with a hire bond because it's pretty heavy work, to be quite honest.
And, yeah, fair enough. You're not getting any younger, PJ.
One thing people will notice if they come here that every stick of timber and every brick has actually been picked up manually so far to date and stacked until it's on a pallet.
Mm.
It's all been done manually. So
yeah. Well, look, PJ, it's been great to chat and find out what you've been up to. I know Marie's been telling me about it, and we should say to people that if they get on Facebook, it's called The Waste Project, and there's video and photos on, and people will see exactly what we're talking about. Like, I can see it's just a grayed out image now of you, but it's like it looks like a building warehouse, basically a building supplies warehouse, basically.
It's certainly going to get like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So and your big thing tomorrow, you're calling it yard sale, but also an open day. So just tell us the hours and location for tomorrow.
So the time will be 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock tomorrow. The location is 289 Bedford Road, Te Kōwhai.
Okay, so it's not even that far away, really. We don't have to go to Hamilton.
No, it's 30 minutes from home for me in the mornings.
Yep.
So it's quite handy to everything, and it's central for us in the building industry too, around the Waikato. So.
Yeah. All right, man, look, that's really brilliant. I'll leave you to it, and you obviously got to get busy, get sorted for tomorrow, and I hope you have a good one.
Awesome. Cheers, Aaron.
Okay, folks, that was PJ Harworth there, and out at... I wrote it down, 289 Bedford Road, Te Kōwhai. And go and look on Facebook. We should share it on our page, To The Waste Project. There's an astonishing amount of stuff there, way more than I would have expected. But check it out.